How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Grady Nation, we're going to be talking to Paul Dawson. Now, Paul Dawson is a substitute teacher, and when he usually visits Grady Nation, he talks about some of his exploits in substitute teaching, but today he's talking about a recent scuffle that he had at the local GameStop. Paul, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Thomas, and hello, Mr. Ladle. It's good times, Tom Ladle. And thank you, Chris, for introducing me.
Good times, Tom Ladle. I apologize. It was just that I wanted to get the show started quickly, and it slipped my mind.
Oh, sir, thanks for forgetting about my existence, because you had to get the show off and running real quick. Oh, it's so important. Stupid bastard.
Hey, what? Come on, be nice. It's the holiday season.
Oh, gee, yeah. And we're going to be eating spunk sandwiches because we're not making any money.
All right. What are spunk sandwiches?
Spunk sandwiches are when you put two pieces of bread in between your own ejaculate and...
Okay, that's enough. Okay, so we're with Paul Dawson. And Paul, you had a recent scuffle at the GameStop because the local GameStop actually had one PS5 in stock, and these are very hard to come by. I mean, can't find them anywhere, but there was one PS5 on the shelf, and so what happened?
Well, Mr. Thomas, it was a situation where I was at the GameStop because my godson had requested a PS5 for Christmas, and I had been going to shops all around town, Target, Walmart, Best Buy, and no one had PS5. They would say, "Sorry, pal, we don't have any in stock, and there's not going to be any anytime soon." And so there was the GameStop in the strip mall, and usually, I mean, most PS5s are gone at GameStop too, but this GameStop in the strip mall is not a very popular strip mall, so I said, I'm going to take the chance and see if there is a PS5 in stock.
And so there was, apparently. There was one left.
Exactly, there was one left. And when I saw it, I said, oh, perfect, I can get this for my godson, and I will be allowed to visit him again.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm not allowed to see my godson.
Okay, so what is that about?
Well, okay, so... my friend from college had heard some of the things that I've talked about on Grady Nation and said that he did not trust me around my godson, his son, because he thought I might do something inappropriate.
Oh, so he thought that you were gonna maybe, like, do something naughty with your godson.
so humiliated. I couldn't believe it. So I said, what is it that I can do to prove to you that I'm not of that way, and I just want to do what's right. I just want to see my godson. And my friend Alex, he said, get Michael a PS5, and we will let you see Michael again. And so, you know, I've desperately been looking for a PS5 because I really enjoy being with my godson. He's a good kid.
So the motive in all this is to see your godson Alex, and if you get the PS5, you get to see Alex again. I mean, that seems kind of bizarre, somewhat.
Yeah, because what does getting a PS5 have to do with the fact that you're a kid toucher? Wait a second, that is defamation. That is defamation. And like I've said before, I'm not going to let this mongo insult me on this show.
Okay, you two, there's almost always a problem, but please don't let this show get off the rails. Okay, what good times, Tom Lindo, what were you saying?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense. So, if Paul Dawson buys a PS5, that certainly makes him acceptable to see his godson again?
That does seem quite odd when you think about it. How old is Michael again?
My godson, Michael, is 3 years old.
3 years old? What is the 3-year old going to do with the PS5?
Well, I'm assuming he is going to play video games. I mean, what else can you do on there?
Well, maybe he watches streaming shows on the PS5, possibly. I don't know. I mean, are you sure that your old friend Alex isn't the one who wants the PS5?
Yeah, this sounds like something where your friend is just using you to get a free PS5, and you're dumb enough to do it. I told you, if you let that freaking Gloyd talk to me that way, I'm gonna bring a weapon, some nunchucks.
Now, actually, this is the appropriate time to actually get back to what we were talking about in the first place. Okay. You used violence at the GameStop.
Well, I mean, it's all about perspective on it. I mean, I thought it was self-defense, really.
Okay, so when you were in the GameStop and you saw the single PS5 that was there on the shelf, there were a few youngsters there, and they were trying to get the PS5, but since you're taller, you had easier access to it.
That's right. I could just extend my arm up, and that beautiful baby PS5 was in my arms, and just the warmth of it in my hands made me feel good, knowing that I was going to see Michael again.
So the warmth of the PS5 in your hands made you feel good. I've never heard of a video game console having a warmth to it in the box. I mean, certainly a video game system gets warm in usage, you know, if you use it for a long time.
I'm being metaphorical. I know it's a little too cerebral for you to understand. I think you might be just as much of a tard as good times goody goody over there.
Well, you know, maybe we should come to Fish the Cuffs.
Now, let's just get to what happened. What happened when you were holding the PS5 and there was this conflict with the youngsters?
Well, these youngsters were upset that I had the PS5 in my arms, caressing it, kissing it, and...
Caressing and kissing it?
Well, it's just a means of letting me see my godson again, and it just felt so good, and it made me feel whole again, whole for the holidays.
Do you mean H-O-L-E? Where are you going to put that PS5? In your hole, H-O-L-E?
I swear to God, if you let that piece of human garbage speak one more time, I am going to go to my car, and I'm going to get my samurai sword, and it's going to be bloody.
Can we just be peaceful?
Stutter it out.
Hey, you're my co-host. Be more supportive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The thing is that you had the PS5 in your hands, and the youngsters, I'm assuming, were quite upset because they wanted the system too, right?
That's right, and I was, as I said, caressing and kissing the PS5, and the youngsters started shouting, and they said, "Hey, mister, that was ours, that was ours." And I said, "Well, if it was yours, it would be in your hands, wouldn't it?" And it looks like that's not the case. So you can both get lost and let me get this PS5 in peace.
So you're kind of dismissive and rude to them.
Well, I mean, they were yelling and making a scene, and anytime you're in a store and there are youngsters screaming at a adult, I mean, people assume that I'm trying to kidnap them or something.
Well, I mean, given your history, that's understandable.
Oh, yeah, well, let me just get on with the story, because you can't do an interview if you had a box cutter to your throat.
Thanks.
So I told the youngsters off, and then they started to push me. One on one side was pushing me, and one on the other side of my body was pushing me. So they were trying to, you know, push me on both sides of my body, trying to get me unstable and lose my balance and drop the PS5. And so I had no choice but to engage in self-defense. And I did a roundhouse kick, and I was able to successfully connect with both of their heads. And I attribute my success to all of my years of karate training.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to perform roundhouse kicks inside of a GameStop on youngsters. How old were these kids?
Well, I mean, I didn't have their IDs or anything. their school ID. I don't know. I mean, they look to be around maybe 10 or 11.
So you did a roundhouse kick to the heads of 10-year-olds, two 10-year-olds, for a PS5. Are you proud of yourself?
Well, they attacked me first. And if you know anything about stand your ground, you have a right to defend yourself. I'm just trying to protect myself in a vulnerable position because I have a valuable piece of merchandise in my hands, the PS5. And so I successfully connected in the roundhouse kick on the two scumbags. And then one of their friends who was looking at the Funko Pops comes running and says, "Hey, what the blank is going on here?" And I won't use the word that he used. And I said, "Hey, how can you as a youngster talk like that?" And he said, "You attacked my friends, you dumb white MFer, and you know what the actual full word is." And I said, "Look, Kunta Kinte."
All right. I mean, that's not appropriate.
Well, I mean, if he's going to call me a white MFer, and this youngster has no respect for an adult, I'm going to go there. And he's putting up fists. And I said, "Oh, so you wanna throw down?" And I put the PS5 back on the top shelf, and I also lifted my fists to show that I was going to protect myself.
Now, where's the GameStop clerk in all this?
Well, I think they were in the back smoking crack.
All right, I don't think that's true. They were probably doing inventory or something.
Well, maybe, or they, you know, maybe smoking crack. I'm pretty sure it was what I said it was. So what this young violent punk tried to do is he tried to kick me in my groin. And I was able to block it, and I was capable of executing a side Russian leg sweep.
A side Russian leg sweep?
Yeah, a side Russian leg sweep. And then I did a sidewalk slam. I picked him up after the side Russian leg sweep. I held him about at my torso. And then I just dropped him down on the ground, flat on his back. A nice sidewalk slam using a skill set that I've learned from all my years of watching professional wrestling.
Okay, but that is something where trained professionals are taking the moves. You're doing this to some kid that's about 11, 12 years old. I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for him to use my race as a negative and to then try and attack my groin. So I did the side Russian leg sweep. He was flat on his back. He was moaning in pain. And I said, "Now it's time for you to go back into the dumpster where you belong." So I put his head between my legs.
Oh, here we go with the pedo stuff again.
No, I put his head between my legs. Then I lifted him up such that he was elevated. His groin area was close to my face.
Wow, I mean, we should really report you to the authorities.
And I said, time to go, bye-bye. And I flung him into the stack of Funko Pops. It was like a Funko Pop tower. And so what I did was a throwaway power bomb, and I think that really drove home that I'm in business, and I wasn't going to take anyone's growth.
Okay, so you did a power bomb on an 11-year-old into a tower of Funko Pops.
Yeah, well, if he loved the Funko Pops so much, he really got a good glimpse of them as he was, pretty much lying in rest under a pile of them.
Well, we don't advocate anything like that here on Grady Nation, on anyone of any age.
Violence is not the answer.
Well, let me tell you something, you simpleton, is that sometimes violence can help you get what you need. And I walked back to the shelf, got the PS5 back in my big, powerful hands, and then I went to the back and said, hey, GameStop dummy, let's get the show on the road. Let me get this PS5 and you can get back to smoking crack. And after a moment, they came out. They looked not all there. They were not of this world. The clerk was somewhere else. They were under the influence, and it's very sad that the stress of the holiday shopping season got to this person during a pandemic. I guess they've resorted to smoking crack.
I don't think... Please, folks, don't believe anything that Paul's saying here. I don't think there was a GameStop clerk that was smoking crack and was under the influence and was going to allow all of this to happen. I think they were probably in the back and they were busy. And when you said, hey, let's get the show on the road, and they came out, they were a bit flustered. But that doesn't mean they were under the influence of anything. So let's stop smearing GameStop clerks. Because, I mean, this is a tough time and we don't want anyone to lose their job.
Well, I mean, he was kind of slow, kind of like your co-host, and kind of like you for that matter. But nonetheless, I was able to purchase the PS5, and I am going to be seeing my godson, Michael, in 2 days after I go to court.
Oh, so you're being sued?
Well, I mean, when you inflict severe pain on three scumbag brats, you're gonna get sued. So I'm gonna go to court, but I'm not worried. I'm just glad that I'm gonna be able to see Michael again, and maybe we can play the PS5 together. Is Michael gonna be sitting on your lap when you're playing? Maybe. I mean, I really love my godson. And when you're gonna be playing and he's shitting on your lap, are you gonna be wearing pants and underwear? Okay, that's it. I'm gonna beat the crap out of you. You're gonna get a power bomb.
Great Nation, I really appreciate you getting through this installment, because this one was a chore for me to sit through.
Oh, do you want a side Russian leg sweep too?
Take care, Grady Nation.